On Fridays, we talk about your money, and today is the day when you should be spending it. In case you haven't yet planned your trip to the mall, let us be the first to remind you that today is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year when retailers aim to go into the black. And this year, retailers are especially eager to get you into the stores. The Consumer Federation of America says 35% of Americans intend to spend less on the holidays this year. So we called up retail analyst Howard Davidowitz to check on what's going to happen in stores today. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
How accurate does it tend to be when consumers say they intend to spend less? I mean, people often intend to do things that they don't actually do.
Of course, but when we look at the comp store sales for last month, what we see is Sears down, Dillard's down, Macy's down, Kohl's down, Nordstrom down, Abercrombie & Fitch down, The Gap down, American Eagle down, Ann Taylor down, Limited down.
Okay.
What you see is a lot of negative numbers on retail. So when you look at the hard numbers, they look pretty ugly.
Well, let's talk about Target, which is the second biggest discounter in the United States. It reported its first profit decline in 2 years this very week.
Target had to fight harder to get the business. Walmart established a very strong price leadership position. Target is not immune to that. Everybody is out there slashing prices, fighting for the same footsteps. It is a battleground, and it's great for the consumer.
And a sign, unfortunately, for retailers that a bad shopping season is looming?
Absolutely. I think we can all agree it's going to be a very tough shopping season. We're coming off a very soft back-to-school, which is the second largest holiday of the year. Things are soft. The consumers never had more debt, mortgage resets, negative wealth effect from housing. The consumer has real problems. They just don't have the money to spend.
Another bit of bad news, all those recalls of toys, many of them made in China. Do you think parents will buy less stuff or will in fact head out to toy stores?
The toy business, if you look at it over the last 5 years, it's basically been a $20 billion business with almost no growth. A lot of toy stuff has gone over to electronics. I think the China thing is going to be devastating to toys. And I think things like video games and a lot of electronics are going to do terrific. Digital cameras, computers, I think that's going to replace a lot of toys. Not that we're not going to sell Hannah Montana, you know, and a lot of other toys. But I think the toy business is going to be diminished. The China thing is devastating.
Howard Davidowitz is head of the retail consulting firm of his own name, based in New York. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for inviting me.